never told me. Never pay the reaper with love only. What could I say to you except I love you? I'd give my life for yours. Took my picture in all sorts of poses. How can I ever love another? I'd give my life for yours.
Naked For You off of her reissue of her just great album, Ibificus. This is the 2024, I guess, remix, remaster, reissue, all the re's. The re's. It's got the original record, which has been remastered, right? So there's the remastering part. And then they've reissued it with some additional tracks on it, including that orchestral version of Lucky, which you might remember from such classics as the Buffy the Vampire Slayer soundtrack for the TV show, not the movie. It was after that. The one with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Sarah Michelle Gellar. Good stuff. But it also has a bunch of acoustic tracks on it as well. So if you are into the old school, if you're into pop punk before it was pop punk and before Avril Lavigne got to it, You Biff Naked ran so Avril Lavigne could, I guess, fall over and do whatever she did to punk music in Canada. So if you're not familiar with Biff Naked, you should probably go and listen to this remaster, reissue, record, because it's good. It was good when it first came out. It's good now. Before that, you heard some commercials. And then before that, some Family Man with a track called Golden off of their album Iconoclast. They just had their album launch on Friday, which I would have gone to if and only if I would have not been judging the Vakken Battle of the Band. So apologies, Josh, if you are listening, if you happen to hear this either live when it airs or on CJLO's website, I am sorry. I have already sent you an email apologizing that I didn't respond earlier to go see you. I'm very sorry. Everyone, you should go see them, especially when they open up for Grimskunk, when Grimskunk does their two-night event. Night one, I think, is sold out, and night two, I think, is close. Doing different sets each night, which I really shouldn't even need to say. Like, that should be a given for bands to do. They should do a different set each night if you're doing two nights in a row. I mean, I can't even believe I need to say that, but that's where we are here in the state of music, and that is depressing. But yeah, you should go check them out before they open up for Grimskunk. Actually, I don't even know if they're on the second day. They're on the first day. If you are going to see Grimskunk the first day, you'll be able to see them. And stay tuned, because they're going to have more shows this year, I'm sure, in support of this record. And starting all off, some new gossip with Real Power off the album of the same name. And you know what? I think it's time for me to get a little bit cheesy here. Just a smidge cheesy. Just like a mild cheddar cheesy. Because there are a bunch of bands that are out right at this very moment that have that kind of cheesed metal, what is called heavy metal in Europe, flair to them. That's fun. I enjoy it, but yeah, we all have to admit it's kind of cheesy in its own right. But it is very cool, and sometimes that's all that matters. Let's start off then, since we just got done with Biff Naked, with someone who is whether they would acknowledge it or not, I think that most bands that are heavy in Canada that are catchy owe a bit to Biff Naked. So I'm going to play some Lutharo off of Chasing Euphoria. I'm going to do Strong Enough to Fall. And then Black Absinthe put out a record, Toronto's Black Absinthe. Lutharo also, I believe, Toronto, Ontario for sure. But Black Absinthe, Toronto-based band. They have gone a little bit away from the stonery direction that they were in before, slightly stonery, but they've got leaned more into like the thrashy, heavy metal-y part of what they were doing, and that's fine. I'm totally in for it. Good on them. Great. I'm going to play Nobody Knows off of their record On Earth or in Hell. Talking is Hard. And then after that, I'm going to play you some Striker with Give It All off of Ultra Power, which is, I have to say that way because it's exclamation points. And then to just end off this ridiculousness of this block of ridiculousness, I'm going to play some Ailstorm with Uzbekistan, which they just released a video for. So if you happen to be on the interwebs, you can go and tippity-type that in. I don't know if the mic actually picked that up or not, but you could tippity-type it in and you can find that and listen to it. Or you don't need to. You could just listen to it here, I guess, too. So whatever you prefer, you know, I'm not going to force you to do anything. This isn't that kind of week where I force you to do things. That's later. Except for me forcing you to listen, because the Strig Empire session is coming up a little bit later in the show. And so I am going to require you to listen at least until the end of that, just so you have context for what's going on. That's my excuse that I'm saying, at least. So I know you're going to keep it locked because I just told you to. So keep it locked. Great Explosive, CJLO, 1690 AM. Here is some Lutharo for you off of Chasing Euphoria, Strong Enough to Fall. Keep it loud. Keep it cheesed. Nice gorgonzola for us all.